poor families in countries all over the world are struggling with the rising cost of food, and more often than not, it's women who bear most of the burden of poverty. Around the world, women generally earn less than men. Women are also less likely to receive an education, and women are often the caregivers for extended families, particularly in countries with high rates of HIV and AIDS. The problems that women face are the focus for a meeting in Washington this weekend. Participants will be trying to answer this question: what could $1 billion in aid do to change the circumstances of poor women around the globe? The Right Honorable Kim Campbell will be at the meeting. She served as Canada's first female prime minister in 1993. Now, Ms. Campbell, is this $1 billion real? I mean, has somebody actually contributed that amount?
Well, it is. 70 organizations have made pledges and commitments to the equivalent of $1 billion. And one of the things that will come out of the summit in Washington will be the creation of an oversight group that will, in fact, monitor the spending of this money to make sure that it is, in fact, real.
And where will the $1 billion go, or where do you see it going?
Well, it'll go around the world in programs to empower women, particularly through education, through training. And, you know, you made the point about women bearing the brunt of poverty and food shortages, but they're also very much a part of the solution. Our goal with this program is to try, first of all, to encourage the United States government to make poverty central to its international assistance, but also to get the UN to establish a really consolidated women's agency. So we're looking at, you know, who are the players who can actually make a difference and go beyond the rhetoric. And, I mean, just with respect to food, I mean, women produce over half of the world's food. They own only 1% of its land.
Ms. Campbell, where do you go kind of at a personal level? I mean, as a woman who held the highest post in your country, Prime Minister of Canada, where do you go to kind of relate to a poor mother of five from Botswana who is among the lowest of the low in her country?
Well, I go there. I mean, I travel in those parts of the world. I think it was Gloria Steinem who once said that women get more radical as they get older. And I think, you know, when you're young, you may feel that things will happen and any bit of progress inspires you. But in fact, when I go to these countries, and it's not that just that what I see disturbs me in terms of the way women live. It's that the combination of the challenges that they face, but their intelligence, their resilience, their strength, you know, and I'm so conscious of the fact that things that I was able to accomplish, notwithstanding that I had to, you know, fight against some gender barriers, but it was, you know, a piece of cake compared. You know, my worst day was better than the best day of many of these people. It's really a privilege to be able to participate in something like this, and I don't for a nanosecond believe that this is going to solve all the world's problems, but I think it can be the start of a call to action. I'm very hopeful. I think this is a unique and historic opportunity.
The Right Honorable Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada, who will be in Washington this weekend to help launch the Women, Faith, and Development Alliance. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.